It's been a tragic week, probably one for the history books, but also one that we're living in and watching through modern media. Yesterday, the talk centered on the cell phone videos and Facebook live streaming of two black men shot to death by police officers, one in Minnesota, one in Louisiana. Today, it's the horrific sniper attack assassination of at least five Dallas police officers last night. Some of us watched the coverage overnight, so we thought we'd turn to TV critic Eric Deggan, since so much of this week's news was filtered through a lens. Eric, start with the coverage of the shootings last night. What did it look like initially?
Particularly on cable news, we saw typical talk shows, Don Lemon Show on CNN, Megyn Kelly on Fox, sort of turn over their program to live coverage that was being beamed to them from affiliates in the Dallas area that were covering the events as they were unfolding. And they didn't have a lot of control over the images. So we saw people, of course, running and using all kind of language and people getting injured. And because it was a live coverage situation, there was some confusion about how many shooters were involved. There was confusion about whether the snipers were part of the protest or separate from it. All of this was being presented to the public as it was unfolding.
Right. And what do you think it means? People have been saying the fact that we live in this highly televised and taped, videotaped and live streamed time is going to make change. Can it also make us numb?
That is a danger. You can get numb to it. But I think we also sort of get these scripts in our head about how these situations are supposed to unfold. So one of the things that has surprised people is that people connected to some of these shootings seem so calm, or they had the presence of mind to film what was going on. And I think some of that is that these have happened so often that people have these scripts in the back of their head and they have told themselves, well, if this happens, I should probably do X, Y, and Z. Mm. I hope that the audience also, we have to come to understand that the information we're presented in the opening hours of a breaking news event is going to be highly flawed.
Well, in fact, let me pick up on that. There was a photo circulating early on of one of the suspects, and I'm making air quotes here. This is around midnight Eastern time. But then the man's brother, Corey Hughes, went public saying, that's the wrong man. Let's have a clip from a CBS report.
Okay, police are calling him the suspect.
He is not a suspect, 100% not a suspect.
Where is he right now?
He decided to go home.
So here's a situation where Mark Hughes, the brother of one of the organizers of the protest in Dallas, had showed up at the protest with a weapon.
Which is legal in Texas.
Which is legal.
Open carry
laws in Texas. But police had a photo of him with the rifle, and they circulated it to news outlets, and they tweeted it out saying that he was a suspect. What was interesting was that Twitter and social media immediately reacted with people who knew him and had been standing around him during the protest, and people started saying, this is not the guy, this is not the guy. And also, as you saw, his brother went to the television and said, this guy is not the guy. Eventually, his brother turned his rifle over to police and turned himself into police, and they were able to verify that he was not involved in the shooting. But it was interesting to see, A, this mistaken report, and then also to see how quickly social media acted to try and correct and provide other additional information about who this person was. This is a unique feature of our modern media environment.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people are talking about how much the coverage might have fed into what happened. You know, people who are unbalanced, you know, if they see, as you said, videos over and over and over again on one side, then off they go. Or maybe now somebody who sees these videos from last night, who knows. But then I'm wondering if sometimes pictures have a chance to remind us that we are not as divided as we think. I've been thinking that watching the extraordinary composure and leadership from the Dallas Police Chief David Brown. Here he is at a press conference this morning. This is a black man standing up in a blue uniform. Let's listen.
There are no words to describe the atrocity that occurred to our city. All I know is that this must stop, this divisiveness between our police and our citizens.
Eric, thoughts?
What strikes me about this situation, I compare the viral videos that we've seen to the covers that we saw of civil rights protesters in the 1960s, where it brought some of the ugliness of how they were oppressed to American living rooms. And now we have these viral videos that bring these situations with police officers to people's living rooms, and they're able to judge for themselves how they feel about how the situation was handled or why someone was shot. The challenge here, I think, is for us to hold two ideas at once. First, the notion that we have to respect our police, and we have to respect that they are doing a very difficult and very dangerous job, but also hold in the hand that there seems to be a problem with how these traffic stops are being conducted, and we have to challenge the institutions of policing, of local law enforcement and local legislators. We have to challenge them to take action and figure out what's going on.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thank you as always.
Thank you for having me.